إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخواتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, this is going to be a continuation of the sharh of the book Manhaj al-Salikin by Shaykh Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sahbi rahimahullah ta'ala Kitab al-Nikah, the book of Nikah. Al-Nikah is an Arabic word that can mean al-wat, that is having sexual intercourse, and al-aqd, that is tying the marriage knot, doing aqdu on a lady, that is al-aqdu ala imra'atin. So this is called al-nikah. Likewise, wat'u imra'atin, having sexual intercourse with a woman, is also called al-nikah. Which one comes first and which one comes later? Scholars differ. Some say the original meaning of nikah is al-wat', why some say the original meaning is what? Amdu on a lady. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ. فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ. And if a divorce is up, she is no longer lawful to him until she does nikah with another man. Does this mean until she marries another man? That is, until she does nikah with another man. Does it mean until she marries another man? The explanation of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam let us understand that the nikah idea is more than just ordinary marriage. It is marriage with consummation. A man divorces his wife the first time, the second time, the third time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if a divorces are the third time, he cannot reconcile. She has to go. She has to remarry another man. If she remarries another man, is that sufficient? Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا حتى تذوق وصيلتها وَتَذُوقَ تَذُوقَ وَسَيْلَتَهَا وَتَذُوقَ وَسَيْلَتَهَا أَوْ حَتَّى تَذُوقِ وَسَيْلَتَهُ وَيَذُوقَ وَسَيْلَتَهُ. That is addressing the lady, until both of you enjoy one another, that is, you have sexual intercourse. حَتَّى تَذُوقِ وَسَيْلَتَهُ وَيَذُوقَ وَسَيْلَتَهُ. So, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam let us understand that the meaning of nikah here is what? Is what? That is sexual intercourse. It's just more than ordinary marriage. And you know, you can't have sexual intercourse with a person except somebody that is your wife or your right hand to sex. So meaning no waqu except there is what? Abdul nikah preceding it, or the person is a right hand to sex. So this is one of the evidences of those who say the basis is that the word nikah means a waqu, but it is used in order to refer to what comes before waqu, what comes before waqu later. While some said what originally it means al-aqdu ala al-mar'a, al-aqdu ala al-mar'a, but it can be used to refer to having sexual intercourse with the lady. And this is very popular. There are a lot of examples when we say the word al-nikah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ إِنَّ النِّسَاءَ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ إِنَّ النِّسَاءَ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُوا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى, if you fear that you will not be judged in handling the affairs of the orphan girls, that is, you want to marry them. Some people are not being judged. They are not being judged. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of what? Marry the orphans that are under you. The orphans that are under you. Thank you, Umar Toba Laku. In the Nisa, marry what you like of women. That is, women of your choice apart from the orphans under you. Because you have an orphan under you, does not mean you cannot marry, you can marry her. How this is clear? That is, since the orphan is not somebody that is haram for you, you can marry her. But you have to do justice. So Allah says, when khiftum Allah ta'dilu fi al-yatama fankihu ma taba lakum min an-nisaa mathna wa thulatha wa ruba'. If you know that the orphans that are under you will not be just when you get married to them and not giving them the necessary things, fankihu ma taba lakum min an-nisaa, marry women of your choice, mathna wa thulatha wa ruba'. You can marry one, you can marry two, you can marry three, you can marry four. Then Allah says, in Khiftum, Allah ta'adilu. But if you are afraid that you will not be able to do justice among the two women that you marry, or the three women that you marry, or the four women that you marry, for wahida, keep to one. Aw ma malakat aymanu, or what your right hand possesses. Dhalika adna Allah ta'awun. That is the least that you can do without doing what? Injustice. Without doing injustice. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fankihu. So the nikah here, we take it to be what? To be al-aqdu ala al-mar'a. That is, sign the marriage not with a lady. So, kitabun nikah, the book of nikah. So nikah to mean what? To mean sexual intercourse cannot happen except there is nikah, which means al-aqdu ala al-mar'a. And for you to do aqdu ala al-mar'a, you have to follow the right process. Not following the right process when you want to do what of a lady. You don't follow the right process, this leads one into zina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Don't go near zina. Don't go near zina. it is a fahisha, evil deed. Huh? إنه كان فاحشة فساء سبيلا. And it's an evil way. So that's why the quality of the Muslims or the believers is that Allah to wala yaznun. Wala yaznun. They don't commit zina. For you not to commit zina, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you as a man. Allah says what? فَانْكِحُوا مَا تَوْبَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ. So you have the opportunity, you have the allowance to marry one wife, two wives, three wives, four wives. If you are not okay, you are not okay with one wife, you can take a second wife. You are not okay with two wives, you can take the third one. You are not okay with the third wife, or with three wives, you can take the fourth one. So leave an allowance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for somebody to be running away from the legal sexual intercourse, which is taking a second wife, or a third wife, or a fourth wife, but the person is committing illegal sexual intercourse by having girlfriends, women friends, and the likes, this is not the way of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْزَالِيَةُ لَا يَنْكِفُهَا إِلَّا ذَالِمْ أَوْ مُشْرِكُمْ وَحُرْمَ ذَالِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, a fornicatress, or an adulteress, none will do nikah with her. None will do what? Nikah with her. إِلَّا ذَالِمْ, except a ذَالِمْ أَوْ مُشْرِكُمْ أَوْ مُشْرِكُمْ. Now, what type of nikah is in this verse? How can tell us? وَالْزَانِيَةُ لَا يَنْكِحُهَا إِلَّا ذَالِمْ لَا يَنْكِحُهَا إِلَّا ذَالِمْ أَوْ مُشْرِكُمْ وَحُرِّمَ ذَالِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. What type of nikah is there? Is it what who? Or العقد على المرأة الوطء. Now some scholars say it is الوطء, some say it is what العقد على المرأة. وَالْزَانِيَةُ لَا يَنْكِحُهَا إِلَّا ذَالِمْ. Nobody will say, I want to marry, I want to get married, to a zaniya, except a zani like ah. Except a zani like a mushrik, a mushrik who does not believe in the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the person is a Muslim, he's going there, he's going to watch. This is a zaniya, and he says, oh, I love ah. I want to marry her. I want to do the car with her. Some scholar said what? The meaning of nikah here is what? Is al-amdu al-mar'ah. Al-amdu al-mar'ah. And that is the view of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala. If it is confirmed that this lady is a zaniya, she's a Muslimah, but a zaniya. When I say a zaniya, that doesn't mean what? Somebody who is not a prostitute, not somebody who is a professional adulterer. No, a zaniya. If somebody commits zina once, she is what? A zaniya. She is a zaniya. If she commits zina once, she has become a zaniya. So nobody will marry her as a wife, knowing that this is what? A zaniya. Illa zani mithluha. Except a zani like that. Hurrima dhalika ala al-mu'mineen. That is forbidden on the believer. So if the person is not a Muslim, or the person says, I don't see anything wrong in it, the person becomes a mushrik, a kafir. But if he knows what he's doing is wrong, and he decides to marry a zani, a zaniya is also what? A zani. So this is haram. And this is the view of Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala. It's also the favorite opinion of Sheikh Al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. Now, some of the mashayikh or the scholars, they have the opinion that one can marry one can marry her, though not something that is advisable. But if one marries such a person, one must not sleep with her until what? The womb is free. Until the womb is free. As for Imam Ahmad, he said, what? It's haram to marry such a person until she does tawbah. If somebody commits 100 zina, the person was not caught and was not brought before the court, she repents, or he repents. That's wrong. Huh? As long as what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not exposed him or her. And the person does tawbah, ceases to do such a thing, repents to Allah sincerely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his tawbah. Then, Imam Ahmad is of the opinion that one can marry her, because that attribute or the trait of being a zania has been removed from her. Are you with me? But the jumhur of the opinion that no, she's a Muslimah, you marry her, but you don't sleep with her until what? The womb is free until she menstruates. Until she menstruates. Though this is not something that is advisable. So if we take the meaning of Mekah in the other, to mean what? Al-Wajr. Are you with me? Al-Zaniyatu wa Zaniyatu la yankihwa la yaqa'u a illa Zani. How? That Mekah is talking about sexual intercourse. Meaning it's not addressing Abdul Mekah. Are you with me? Meaning it's not addressing Abdul Mekah. Yes, there are some details on that. But the shahid here is that Allah frowns at zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ وَلَا وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدُ فِيهِ إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. If you look at the verses, you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a part of the quality of the good people. They don't call other than Allah, and they do not kill the soul that Allah has forbidden, and they do not commit zina. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ whoever does this, يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. So the person is going to be a sinful person, and is going to get his punishment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُضَعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. His punishment on the day of Qiyamah will be multiplied. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. And he will be in each humiliated. Maybe perpetually, if it's a kafir, a mushrik, or it will be in it for a long period, if it commits zina and does not legalize it, or it kills a human being and it does not legalize it. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَأَمَنَ وَعَمِلَ أَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Except those who be tawbah. To the end of the verse. So all this tells us the evil of what? Of zina. So the opposite of zina is what? Is al-nikah. That is al-abd. Al-halal. Tying the marriage knot between you and a woman. So if you love a lady, the next thing is not for you to be going out with her. The next thing is for you to go and do khitbah. And this should be done before the parents. Today, most of us, we do the khutbah of women or ladies, and we start going out. The law of the Salaf is they want to do it while they do it before the parents or the Mahari. But if that is not the case, if you want to do it, but let's say it's difficult to do that, not being secretion with women, the way most of us do today, it's not okay. Don't be in submission with women. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يكون رجل بإمرأة إلا كان سالفا أم الشيطان. Nobody will be in submission with a woman except that their third party is shaitan. Somebody may say, but I don't like women much. In fact, I can be in a building or in a room which the woman, and I will not be moved at all. So this does not make it allowed. The case is that it's like somebody is saying, I can take 5 bottles of Gouda and I will not get intoxicated. Does that make it allowed? It does not make it allowed. Does not make it allowed. So what leads to something is what is as the ruling of that thing. Something leads to halal, it will be halal. Something leads to haram, it will be. So anything that will lead to zina will go away from it. Marriage is what Allah has made halal. And when you are married to somebody, that makes it easy for you to do al-watr. So any sexual intercourse with a woman that is not your wife and she is not what your right uncle says, that is called what? Zina. And we should be away from it. So we have known the meaning of nikah now. How many meanings? Yes, we say 2 meanings, either watu or al-aqd. Al-aqd wa al-mar'ah. So when you are reading the Quran, you come across the word nikah, you know how to interpret it. So either is a watu or it's either al-aqd al-nikah and al-mar'ah. So that means of al-nikah. So this topic is a topic that the preach. Maybe under mu'amalat, the preach and nikah. Some put it under mu'amalat. That is interpersonal relations. So they put it under it. And some books, they create it separately. They create it separately. So whichever one. The author says here, wa min sunanil mursalin. Nikah is part of the Sunan al-Mursaleen. It's part of the Sunan al-Mursaleen. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. The prophets, they have what? Wives and children. So in the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that النِّكَاحُ مِنْ سُنَّتِي النِّكَاحُ مِنْ سُنَّتِي فَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْمَلْ بِسُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Now this hadith of Ibn Majah from our mother Aisha radiallahu anha has some additions, and those additions are scattered in various hadith. But these some scholars of hadith authenticated it. That this particular one that starts with what al-nikah mean is sunnati. Al-nikah, marriage is part of my sunnah. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْمَلْ بِسُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْمَلْ بِسُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. So it is the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know the case of the 3 men that came to the house of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they wanted to know about the ibadah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they were told ka'annam taqalluha, it's like they belittle it, that this ibadah is too small. So when the Son of Allah heard about this, he called for the men and they were brought. And he said, as for me, I will do this. That is concerning fasting, concerning Qiyamul Layl. And the one that is relevant with what we are discussing is that of marriage. One of them said that I will not get married forever. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as for me, فَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَاءَ الْمَرْجِ فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whoever turns away from my sunnah is not part of me. So in this hadith, the sunnah covers the way you observe his nawafil at night, it covers the way you fast. It covers the issue of nikah too. But the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha that I'm talking about, and nikah min sunnati, it says about nikah. So a lot of scholars say this hadith is not authentic, but some scholars authenticated like Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. But the content of the hadith is in some other hadith that are just put together in that hadith which was reported by Ibn Majah and some other scholars. So nikah is a sunnah. Is it compulsory or not? Is it compulsory or not? Is nikah compulsory? Nikah now marriage. We're not talking about what you know. Nikah marriage. Is it compulsory? Some scholars they see it as compulsory, that is original. Generally speaking, the same nikah is what compulsion. This is the view of the Zawiriya. Some of the scholars like Sheikh Ibn Baz, Rahimahullah, and some others, they also hold this view that nikah, generally speaking, is compulsion. And it may not be compulsory, it may be makruh, it may be mubah, it may only be haram at times. So, al-ahkam al-khamsa, the five rulings may be applicable to nikah. But generally speaking, what is the meaning of nikah? Some scholars said it is compulsory. Why? They said, "Man raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni." So they use this as what? As evidence. They use this as evidence. The majority of the scholars said nikah originally or generally speaking is not compulsory on individuals. It is something that is mustahab. Is mustahab, generally speaking. Then it may be wajib, it may be wajib, it may be mubah, it may be makruh, it may be haram. So when will it be wajib? When will it be wajib? We said, generally speaking, it is what? Mustahab, according to the majority of the scholars. And they use as evidence the case of the lady that went to the Messenger of Allah and complained about what the father wanted her to do. And she told the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that she would not get married until she knew the duty of a wife towards her husband. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Law kana bi ijurhum," if the husband has a wound, if the husband has a wound and the lady decides to what? Allah has said, she decides to be making it. She will not have what? Fulfilled her its right, which is her own duty. So when the lady had this, she said, "Well, lady, I will not get married. So it was not that it was not said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forced her that she must get married. That shows marriage is not compulsion. Like it's something that we watch. Mustahab. Why mustahab? He said, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encourages us to get marriage. In other words, to procreate. Because that was what al waluda sa inni mukasirun bikum al umama yawm al qiyamah. Marry women that are loving and that can procreate very well. Fa inni mukasirun bikum al umama yawm al qiyamah. I will be boasting of you on the day of qiyamah. So they said it's something that shows it is encouraged to get married. As for the scholars who have said it is composite, generally speaking, they use what? The hadith that we mentioned earlier and some other hadith. But wallahu alam, before we can say it is composite or it is mustahab, it is important that you look at the situation of individuals. If somebody has sexual urge, he has a sexual urge, and if he doesn't get married, this will lead into zina. If he doesn't get married, it will lead into zina. Then marriage, in his own case, becomes what? Composition. Even if one is not enough, then it becomes possible to take the second one. What if the person does not have what? The means to do that. The means to take even the first wife. And he has sexual intercourse. He has sexual urge. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the advice. So in hadith, يَا مَعْشَرَ الشَّبَابِ مَنْ اِسْتَطَاءَ مِنْكُمُ الْبَاءَ فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ. O youth, مَنْ اِسْتَطَاءَ مِنْكُمُ الْبَاءَ, whoever has ba'a, فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ, should go and get married. What is ba'a? Al-ba'atu, what is that? Scholars, they give it two meanings. Al-ba'atu means what? Al-jima'ah. Kuwatu al-jima'ah. Whoever has the ability to have sex with a woman. So whoever has the sexual ability. Fa-yatazawwaj, should get married. So we need to be composed on him to do that, to get married. Some said al-ba'a here means the means, what you will spend when you get married. It's not just the ability to have sex. What your wife will need, the house that you accommodate her, what you use to clothe her, the feeling. So if you have this, in addition to having what? The sexual ability. Therefore, if you say what? The person should get married. In what? Two things now. So, they say the ba'a here means mu'anu zawaj. What you need in your marriage. What you need to be a husband. So, whoever has it, she will get married. Meaning the person already has what? A sexual ability is there. And if you take the meaning of al-ba'a to mean sexual urge and the sexual ability, meaning what? There is another condition that is coming after that. That was the meaning of Allah has speak that. You have sexual ability. There are some other things that are attached to it. You should be able to also provide for your wife, to accommodate her, to clothe her, feed her. But if one does not have, but one has the sexual urge, the sexual abilities, what should one do? In a situation like this, it is advised that the master, the fathers, assist the person that has the sexual urge or the sexual ability to get married. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْكِحُمْ أَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْكِحُمْ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ الْأَيَامَ the plural of what? الْأَيِّمْ that is the woman doesn't have a wife. Huh? وَأَنْكِحُمْ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ marry, assist in marriage. الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ those that do not have wives amongst you. وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ over your slaves, male and females, that are good people. That are good people. Not because they are slaves and not abandon them. If they have the sexual urge, assist them in getting wives. Assist them in getting good husbands. What will this? إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِيمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ if they are poor, Allah is going to enrich them from His bounties. Even the fact that someone is a poor person doesn't mean what? He should not get married. Yes, the one of Zawaj are required, but people can be assisted in order to protect themselves from zina, in order to be chaste. When you assist somebody in getting married, there is nothing wrong in that. You assist somebody to get married. This is what? A good thing. The problem is that a lot of us today, we have what? High taste. We have high taste. You are a poor man and you want to marry the daughter of a rich man. You are chasing the daughter of a rich man and you are a poor man. So when they not tell you things that you need, the next thing is that you want to use sunnah. To do for one man. So Allah, this people do not understand they don't understand one actually. Whereas you are supposed to look for your level. Look for your size, yes. If you love yourself, if truly you are interested in marriage, not that you look for somebody that is bigger than you in terms of what? Status. And Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said what? Tunkahu al-mar'atu li-arba'in. People marry generally. They marry for four reasons. They marry a lady for four reasons. They marry some people because a lady is rich. She's a millionaire. If I should be her husband, that means if she dies, I'm going to inherit half of the property. If you do not have a children. If you have a children, I will inherit what comfort of the property. Let me chase these ladies. We marry because of our wealth, has property. Some do marry. Is it haram? It's not haram. It's not haram. But this encouraged, it's not encouraged. It's not advisable that you marry a lady because of our wealth. The wealth, the what? May come to an end. Any moment. Maybe you marry her now, maybe in less than 6 months. Something just happens to her and the word disappears. Are you going to divorce her? Because you've not married her except for what? For her word. You've only married her because of her word. So two come not actually the arrangement. People marry women for four things, generally speaking. We marry her because of her own word. Wali Hasadia and because of the standing of her family. Now, this is not with her, with what the family now. Maybe she comes from a very famous family in the society. someone says, oh, she's Abiola's daughter, she's so-and-so's daughter, she's that. If I'm identified with so-and-so family, I become popular too, I become famous in society, let me get connected to this family. People do that. But this is also not advised. It's not advising. It's not advising. Why? If you marry a lady because of her wealth, as you said earlier, you have put yourself on that path. And Allah said, what are the journey? How are you known? Because at times, she will treat you because she's the one spending on you. She will maltreat you. You are supposed to be the qawwam. الرجال قوامون على النساء ما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض ومما انفقوا من اموالهم. You are not spending, she is the one spending for you. If that lady lacks something that you are going to mention, she will maltreat you. And that's why you see some men, they are like what? They are like housemaids for their wives. They are like housemaids for their wives. It is what they wanted at what they've seen. Because they marry her because of wealth. The same thing, you marry a lady because she comes from a famous home. She wants to run you down, to look at you. It's not because of my family that they have become a famous in the society. Who knows you? Is what you have looked for, that you have watched, that you have seen. You are supposed to be the Qawwam, but now she's like what? The Qawwam. You are living in the reflected glory of a family. So she maltreats you. When jamaliha, and because of what? Her beauty. You marry him because of her beauty. Yes, this one is what is good, but it's not the best too. Because it is good when you look at your wife and watch your priest. It's good for you to be seeing your wife and watch. Not that you look at your wife and she's what? She's ugly. She looks presentable. This between you and her is good. But Messenger of Allah said, Father far without deen. Father far without deen. Try to get one that is religious. He did not say those ones, other ones are what harami. But if you marry a religious girl or a religious lady and she's worthy, her religiosity will teach her how to manage that wealth, that she will not be arrogant on you. The way Khadija radiallahu anha was told, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if she comes from a very famous family and she is religious, that religiosity of her will make her what? Subservient, submissive. Likewise, if she has what? Jamal, and she is religious, the religion or the religiosity will make her submissive. She will not look down upon you. But most of us today, we are after what? The Jamal. Then some of us, we are after what? The standing of the family of the lady in the society, the standing of her father. We want to be basking in the reflected glory of the father of your wife. You are what? You are making a very big mistake. A very big mistake. And that's where you look at most of these marriages, they do not last. They do not last. A lady, for instance, that comes from a very wealthy home, she doesn't know how to wash clothes, she does not know how to wash the dishes, she doesn't cook. And you want her to cook for you. She's sending the maid to the kitchen, everything will make. Oh, she cannot pick At times you get irritated, and you see, that's why you hear that so-and-so person that is very popular in the country, very rich, the child, his own child gets, his son gets married to the doctor, so-and-so person. And after 6 months, you learn that all the marriage has collapsed. Why are these marriages collapsing? This is what? Okay, this is the daughter of so-and-so person. Ah, she's getting married to the daughter of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so person. And after 6 months, everything collapses. Collapses. So that's why we should follow the habit memories. The guidance of the messenger of Allah. Father, you have to deal with that. If you don't want to lose, make sure you consider religiosity first. Then other ones can follow. Religiosity what will teach our guide up. And the same thing is applicable to the females too. You want to marry a man, don't look at the wealth. The wealth may finish anytime. Don't look at the standing of his families. Don't look at his handsomeness. All this may terminate every time. Look at the religiosity of the man. And that's why the Messenger of Allah said, what? If a jaakum man tardaw dinahu wa khulqahu fazawijuhu. If a man, okay, O Father, if a man that you love is, you are pleased with his deen, his religiosity, you are pleased with his khuluq, his good conduct, fazawijuhu, if he comes to you, let him marry your daughter. Don't look at how much, how ready he is, and things like that. Yes, wealth is something that is important, but it's not everything. Because if it is everything, Allah would have said, watch, وَأَنْكِلُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُمْ فُقَرَةً you bring love in front. With this verse, it is clear that the fact that you are poor does not mean you can't get married, but go for your level. Go for your level. You are a poor man. You can marry a lady that you can control. A rich man was telling me recently, just some days back, that it is good for you to marry poor women. You are a rich man. It is good for you to marry what? Poor women. So the reason is that they are very appreciative. They are very appreciative. The relatives of that poor lady will be appreciative. You give them little, they appreciate it. They themselves will be appreciative. Their what? Their relatives will also be appreciative. Take for instance now, maybe the father of your wife is living in a room apartment. And you give him 50,000 for instance. If it is permissible for him to watch the prostrate for you, he will do. He will do. And before the lady herself, I mean your wife, before she becomes what? Corrupted, you would have watched. You would have gotten used to one another. Probably you can corrupt her. Do you understand what I mean by corrupt? Because she will be very appreciative for you for long. Yes, women, they will come up with their natural attitude. The Messenger of Allah said, what? You have been suffering, doing this, trying to struggle to gather money, to feed them, to clothe them, to do this. One day, if you do something that she doesn't like, say, Wallahi, I've not seen any good in you. And that is why Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of it, he told them, he said, do a lot of sadaqah, you women. because a lot of you are going to watch the fall of FIR. A woman said, "Lima ya Rasulullah, why are you coming from Allah?" He said, "Li'annakunna tukfirna ash-shaka' wa takfirna al-ashir." Because you complain a lot and you show ingratitude to your husbands. But if you marry a woman that you are far, far higher than in terms of social, whatever, in terms of wealth, she will appreciate. So if you are poor, go for somebody that is poor like you. That's good for you. That will make the marriage last. And if you are rich, you go for a woman that is rich, is good. Huh? But if you go for a woman that is less rich than you, you enjoy what? The marriage. Than when you go for a woman that is as rich as you. If you go for a woman that is as rich as you, you don't know who will be the master, the kawam in the house. You tell your children, go. You say, no. So you tell them, sit down. So the shy idea is that the fact that you are poor doesn't mean you cannot marry. You can start from somewhere. You can start from somewhere. Arab watch. Arab doing zina. This is a single room you have. There are women who can manage a single room with you. There are women who can marry a single room with you. So it is better than what you committing zina. إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِيهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Some of the so-called rich men today, they started from somewhere. Some of them, their father did not own a spoke of a bicycle, so to say. And they have gotten to the place that they got today. That Allah's was messy. You start from somewhere. So the one who has the sexual urge, it will be compulsion on him to get married because it is haram for him to commit zina. But what if he doesn't have words? He should look for assistance or go for the ladies of his own level. Now at times somebody may have the financial way with that, but there is no urge. There is no urge. Such a person, is it compulsory or not? Is it compulsory on him to get married?
No.
Mustahab?
No.
Mubah?
No.
It's not mubah. Now if you look at it, it's not only sexual urge that you marry for. There are reasons that you marry. Sandara subscribe say it is what? Mustahab, some will say it is what? It is mubah. Mustahab, you can take care of the needs of some other people. Huh? You can assist the woman and he likes. Some said his watch is mubah. But if he doesn't have time for women at all, he's rich. But he doesn't have time for women. Even if he marries, her, he's just going to abandon her. Is it wajib for him to marry? Is it mustahab? Makruh? Or haram? Now most scholars say it is what is makruh. He is going to abandon her. But if he is going to do injustice to her, he will be maltreating her and the likes. Then it becomes what? Haram. On him to get married. It will be haram. But there are some women that they just want to be under you. They want to be under you. You don't have sexual intercourse with them, they are less concerned. But just to be under a man. So you can say what is more proof for such a man to get married. But if it's not maltreating again, not feeding her, not clothing her, just abandon her, and then it becomes what? Haram. So that's why scholars will say the Akam Khamsa, the five rules of the fiqh, they are applicable to nikah. To say nikah is wajib, that is, in all situations, that will not be correct. And to say it is what? Mustahab in all situations will not be correct. Some people, it is wajib on them to get married, is the sexual disease. And particularly they have financial way with that to do it. To be wajib for them to get married, let them commit zina. So inshallah we will we stop here, we continue tomorrow time. So come follow me from the pressure of my life. I'll stay for that week.
صلى الله عليه وسلم على رسوله وعليه وصحبه ومن والاه. Some questions. Someone is asking that divide nikah into two, that is two definitions. He says it could be aqd ala marra. Then that what happened, the question was like what to, not what. So he said he doesn't understand the meaning of what to or so he wants to explain what I mean.
Now the meaning of what from what ayatu what and is to have sexual intercourse sexual intercourse with a woman. That's the meaning of what. See they say nakha al-rajulu imra'atahu. So what will come to mind here is that the word nakha here is what? Wati al-rajulu imra'atahu. But if they say nakha al-rajulu al-mar'ata, so you can take it to mean what? The first, the other one, which is what? Abdul Nikah. So the context will make you at times know which one is being referred to. And at times, it may not be that clear, as in the case of what? وَالْزَانِيَةُ لَا يَنْكِحُهَا إِلَّا زَانٍ أَوْ مُشْرِكٌ وَحُرِّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We said that the scholars are different concerning of Nikah in that place. Allah.
Is it part of Sunnah not to respond to testing while performing ablution? That I had a brother say this. Now, the second one is, what is the Islamic ruling on the gap of media that this both partners agree to forgo some rights such as feeding, ablution, and so on?
Now, the first question, is it part of Sunnah not to respond to testing when one is performing ablution? No, that's not correct. Even when you are reciting the Quran, somebody gives you taslim, you can pause and watch, respond and continue your recitation. Not to talk of when you are performing ablution. So it's only when you are in salah, you don't respond with your mouth. You respond by gesture. So that is on that Allah. Now the second question, Zawab al-Misyar. Al-Misyar is like somebody who is worthy. From Yusuf, that is easy. So Zawad al-Misyar is when a woman is well-to-do. A woman is well-to-do, she is rich. But she needs a man. I don't forget, Tunka al-Mar'a, the Arwain, Limalia. So a man hears that, oh, that woman that is worthy, she is in need of a husband. Let me go. And he goes. Is there anything wrong in that if the woman is ready to give up some rights? The basis is that you are supposed to do justice to your wives. What is a woman that is ready to marry you and she is ready to give up part of her rights? You are not the one forcing her to do that, but she is ready to do that. Is there anything wrong here? Scholars, they look at the matter, some kicked against it, some said there's nothing wrong in that. She's the one that says, okay, accommodation will come to my house. I already have the accommodation. Feeding, don't worry, I'll feed myself. I won't feed you too. Yours is also go in and watch and enjoy yourself. Yes, the kiwama may not be there, as we said. The kiwama may not be there. But if the woman is religious, the woman is what? Religious. She will watch, she will be submissive. Like Khadija radiallahu anha was very submissive to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if a woman is ready to give up her rights or some of her rights, a lot of scholars say there is nothing wrong in that. In the past, there are some women that we call an-nahariyat. An-nahariyat. From Nahar. Nahariyatun. Nahariyat. These are women that you have agreement with the husband that instead of coming to me in the night, I allow you to come in the daytime. You know, the basis is that a man should spend the night with the wife. As for the day, the man owns the day. He may decide where to go. As long as what? He's not going to the house of the other wife. If he's free in the day, he's supposed to give it to the woman that has the previous night. Not the night coming with the previous one, because the night comes before the day. So if he's free the day goes back to the woman that has the previous night. But if he's not free, so the day is a period for looking forward to each. So there are some women that, okay, I don't mind coming to me in the day, the night I give it up. There's nothing wrong with that. Sauda radiallahu anha, when she grew old and she feared that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam might not be interested in her anymore, because what a man will enjoy in his wife is no more dear, was no more dear in her. So willingly she gave her night to Aisha radiallahu anha. O Messenger of Allah, the time that will come to me in the night, spend it with Aisha radiallahu anha. The matter was settled like that. And that's why at times some people, they protect their marriages by what? Compromise. What leads to most of these broken homes that you see today is demanding more than your rights. Not compromising your rights, so demanding more than your rights. You see that the man is demanding more than his rights, or the woman is demanding more than her rights. The homes of the past people, of the past, they were able to keep their own through what? Compromise of their rights. And we met this with some of our mothers. There were some of our mothers that were being maltreated by their husbands, two of us. But the woman will not leave that home. She will not leave that house. Because of what? Because of the children. Because she knew that if she leaves, the children will suffer. So she would prefer to remain and manage. Allah is going to reward her for her words, for her patience, and for her compromise. Because of what? And there are some men like that that would have chased some of their women away. When they look at the behavior of the woman. Before the man says, hey, the woman said what? Jack. But the man will just be looking at what has gone between both of them. These are children. If I chase you away now, these children, they are going to watch. They're going to suffer. I will train them. I don't have time. I will go to work. And the man will watch. We also compromise. So but today, no compromise. No compromise. What we have is what I want more than my rights. You see a woman say, no, my husband should not take a second wife, and she starts making trouble. You are a Muslim now. Look at the verse of the Quran. She starts making trouble everywhere. And at the end of the day, she does destroy her life. A woman, for instance, maybe she's given an apartment Maybe a tree that grew flourishing is the only one living here. And when she starts making trouble because the man wants to take a second wife, they end up terminating the marriage. And after that, maybe she already has about 4 children or so. She'll be looking for another husband. Common sense tells us that somebody who has not gotten married before will not marry a woman with 4 children. So she's going to be a second wife, or a third wife, or even a fourth wife.
Or no husband at all.
She'll just be walking around the streets, no husband, nothing. Or under another man. Now, what the Yoruba people call Iyale, she was the Iyale before. Now she's the what?
Iyawo.
And if you look at it, she's what? Much older than the first wife, another comment. And that's why our sisters, yes, it is difficult to bear, but they should try to reason. If I should start all this trouble now, what will be the end of it? Who is going to benefit? Am I going to be the one to benefit? Are my children going to benefit from this trouble? Okay, I'm submitting myself because this thing is halal. Though it's something that works, it pains me, it is heavy to work to bear, but let me bear it. So, Allah, I know.
Okay. Now, any other questions? For a lady who was a victim of maybe a breakout of war, her parents are dead, there's nowhere to find them, and she finds herself maybe taking refuge in a cruel country. Now, this country is not able to get brothers and she needs to marry. How will she go about it?
Now, if it is a very difficult situation that she cannot get anybody at all, like, are there Muslims in the country or no Muslim at all?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. If there are Muslims in the country, one of the Muslim men can be our leader in a situation like that. If there is no Islamic organization that can take care of that, but there are just only a single Muslim. Sort of she marrying off herself, another person can be our leader in a situation like that. That is better than she committing zina. Allah.
No more questions. I'm in the comments of all of the answers. The last of that is the answer.